Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. Joining me in the studio, Dr. Dave Stoop and Mylon Yurkovich. Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Steve. How are you?
You know, these two guys, everybody, I mean, essentially, other than me echoing through the little thing that they haven't turned off yet.
We're essentially working on it.
What you've got with these two guys
is technologically not too savvy is what you got.
That's true.
Because for some reason, I can't turn this thing off.
Okay, so we're going to get some help there. Yeah. Anyway, you've got How We Love and Smart Love. Now, if you know how you love, that doesn't necessarily mean you're smart in love. You just know how you do it, how you're attached, how you're kind of weird. But Dave's got a book on smart love and how can we be emotionally intelligent no matter how difficult or whatever situation that we're in. Mm-hmm. And so you got one book, How We Love, the other book, Smart Love. And we want you to know that we love you. In fact, we love you so much, we're going to tell you about something that happened this weekend later on at Every Man's Battle as a result of God's love coming through the team that was there. It was pretty exciting. But today we've got 3 hours in the studio, and it's going to be really boring in that third hour if you don't call us at 1-800-229-3000.
And you can always get through in that third hour. There's always room for your call.
Yes, that's true. We even, you know, sometimes if we don't get calls, we'll start taking calls from pets. So please call us 1-800-229-3000. Hope you're having a great day today. By the way, Wednesday, we're going to do another one of these special programs from the Arterburn Wellness Series. You know, we had such a great time with Timothy Smith with the Attention Deficit Disorder book. But Dr. Wise wrote this book entitled Understanding and Loving a Person with Borderline Personality Disorder. And he's going to be on with us on Wednesday. And I think that's going to be a great program because we were really shocked at how many people feel like they're married to a borderline personality disorder. It's hard to officially diagnose sometimes, but well, I think, yeah, go ahead.
You don't have to have the borderline personality disorder per se to be dealing with the borderline personality issues because it's on a continuum. And there's a lot of people living with people who have a lot of borderline tendencies that drive you crazy.
That's true. And, you know, if you're kind of in a place where you want to discontinue them, then there's a chance the person that you're living with is on that continuum. Well, anyway, it's not funny when you have it. I've certainly been there, and boy, is it painful. I remember the time I was the only thing between this person and jumping out of the car and hitting the pavement. Was the only thing between the pavement and them was my arm holding them in the car. I mean, that's how crazy it can get. Dr. Wise will be on Wednesday. In the meantime, 1-800-229-3000. Mylon and I are getting ready for something pretty exciting. And it's this weekend. And it's our marriage intensive. We really want you to come. I think we've still got a couple of slots open. It's in Southern California there. Really excited about it. Hoping that, you know, just maybe you could make your marriage better. I know you could. Save your marriage. And we've seen great results from that. But, you know, whatever it is, if you don't get through on the radio program at 1-800-229-3000, you can call us at any time. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Just call us. You can call us during the program. And a lot of times, you know, so many people The last thing they ever want to do is call an 800 number to get help. But so often, it's the first thing that leads to a whole new life, a transformed life. And that's what we want for you. We'll take this break. We'll come right back, right after this.
My husband had done the Every Man's Battle, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 23rd through the 25th.
Here are so many other people that are going through the same things, that mm-hmm. love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's mm-hmm. normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or frown. I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Right now, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Dave Stoop, and you. Really glad you're with us here today. Let's go to our phones. And how about we talk with Derek? He's calling all the way from Atlanta. And I believe Derek is, listens on WTLA. Hey, Derek, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing okay, thanks. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes,
sure can.
Yes. How you doing?
All right, wonderful. Just going through an airport right now. Hey, appreciate you taking the call.
Sure. How can we help?
Basically the reason I'm calling is New Year's Day. I can tell you a little bit more about my wife as you guys need to know, but told me on New Year's Day that we've been married 8 years, by the way, have two kids, beautiful kids, and she told me that she's not in love with me, and as she thinks about it, maybe actually never has been. They're looking back over the 8 years, I guess I can maybe connect some of the dots and play the blame game with myself and all that. She's got my first marriage, and she has been married and quickly divorced when she found out, really got to know the guy and kind of worked through some things in her own life. She's dealt with depression and had counseling in the past. I'm just wondering, right now and looking back for, you know, at least a couple months, it's like we're friends or roommates at best. I'm wondering if we effectively put the marriage on hold. We are just started counseling through our local church. I'm wondering if we put our marriage on hold and how I should cope without, it's not just about the intimacy, but I don't really even feel any kind of connection with my wife right now.
Yeah.
And I don't want to damage her or my children as she goes through healing. And she's, by the way, set up. Couples counseling is through church, and she's set up. She's determined to go to a secular counselor, and she'll start that on Sunday night.
All right, let us...
Wants to do that.
Okay, we got it. We'll try to give you some help here. But here, whenever I hear this, I'm reminded of what I heard Rick Warren say out at Saddleback. Somebody came to him just like this and said, you know, my wife says she's not in love with me anymore. And he said, oh, boy, you're lucky. Because I remember my wife actually hated me or something like that. You know, he was saying, you know, if it's just not a matter of being in love, there are a lot worse things. And there are. And I want to tell you something. How and why, this is what your wife doesn't understand. How and why you get married has nothing to do with how and why you stay married. And I think it's one of the great lessons of life when a person says, how and why I'm going to stay married has nothing to do with how and why we got married. Now let's do the right thing and figure out how to stay married for all the right reasons. Mylon, let's start with you. What's your advice for him?
Well, your wife's reactivity, Derek, is based upon an idealism she has of the feelings of falling in love. It's a euphoric experience for her. It is loaded with chemistry and excitement, et cetera, et cetera. And now she started a pattern. You know, a pattern occurs when you have two things beginning to happen, not just one, but two. She did this before. She fell in love with somebody, got married, quickly realized that the feelings go away after that initial euphoria, and your wife doesn't know what to do with that drop-off from the intensity. And when a person is an idealist, they are addicted to intensity. When the intensity begins to decline, they get scared. And then they globalize and think they've never been in love before or didn't love you in the first place. They begin to question everything, and they're preoccupied with all these events. I highly recommend that you find a counselor that specializes in attachment research, because the local church counselor probably won't understand what I just said to you. They won't. They'll simply say, here's what you need to do, as opposed to helping her look at the losses, the idealism, perhaps abandonment in her history. And I would really press for the two of you to be in counseling together, because even individual therapy, she won't frame it the way that you would frame it. The way you framed it to us is different than how she would frame it to a counselor. So it's possible if she went to individual counseling, they might not even be scratching where the itch really is. So I highly recommend that you get our book, How We Love, and read The Vacillator, which is really what she is, has a lot of propensities and resembles, because that is one of the plights of that.
On tape and totally peg dress that.
Yep. Well, yeah. And here's the thing. That's what she has to own and decide she wants to grow.
Right. And, you know, here's what I think. I mean, I think it would be great if she would hear this, if you would say it and she would hear it, and it would be this. Honey, I've come to realize something here.
Yeah.
I've got problems. You know, am I ever seeing the things in me that I need to work on. Boy, they're there. They're big, and I want to work on them. But the thing I've come to realize is you wanting the divorce doesn't really have anything to do with me.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right, Steve.
That if you divorce me mm-hmm. and now once again get in a third marriage, mm-hmm. you're going to want to divorce that person, and it won't have anything to do with that person. And what I'd like to do is I'm sure going to be working on me, because, you know, I'm a donor to our problem, but I'd like us to get into a situation where we're really dealing with why it is this marriage is headed toward divorce. And it's totally different, I think, honey, than kind of the things that you're wanting to deal with. But and again, I got my problems, but I really think it's time that we go to work on the real issues here. And I would hope that she would hear that and hear what Mylan's saying.
The other thing, Derek, is love isn't really necessary for a great marriage, because love is based on behaviors. Mm-hmm. They'll follow the behaviors. If you do the behaviors of love, the feelings of love come back to a person. So read through 1 Corinthians 13. Mm-hmm. There's not an emotion of love in that love chapter. It's all behaviors of love. And begin to practice the behaviors of love towards her and see what happens. But you got a fundamental issue that Mylan and C were talking about, that, you know, once that cocktail wears off, mm-hmm. then the work of building a healthy marriage really takes off and begins. And it's hard work. And she probably doesn't want to do the hard work. She wants it to just be an emotional thing. But you do the behaviors of love towards her and see what happens.
Now, let me say something really difficult to folks that are listening. You may be either a man or a woman in a relationship, and you're thinking, I can't live with this person. But you know what it really is that you can't live with yourself in this way. And maybe you should kind of listen to what we're saying about this woman here. And if you could just hold off on what you're doing and say, maybe I need to get some insight here so that I'm not in my fifth marriage or fourth marriage or third marriage before I realize this is me, not the other person. It could change everything mm-hmm. for you. We talk about some of that this weekend in our Intimacy in Marriage Intensive, but man, I tell you, It's so sad. We see this all the time. People going from one marriage to another, thinking they're going to find that nirvana mate.
Soulmate.
Not going to happen. Yeah, the soulmate. I was telling my wife the other day, I am her soulmate. I put lotion on her feet almost every night. And that's about as close as you're going to get to finding a soulmate. The rest, you're going to, you know, I think the gift you bring to marriage is a willingness to accept the other person, adapt to the other person, accommodate the other person. I'm not talking about abusive things. But if you can bring that acceptance there, you're going to find so much room for you to work on yourself and then find freedom for you and for your marriage. Well, let's go back to the phones, and I'm going to send him smart love. I hope that that's going to be.
And you're sending him Howie love too.
Well, he said he has that on tape.
He's already
listening to that. So
yeah. All right. So let's go to Catherine from Dallas, Texas. KWRD is the station there. Hey, Catherine, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. I suspect there might be an issue or two in your life you'd like us to help you with, and we'd love to. What is it?
Well, see, me and my husband, we've been married for 5 years now, almost six. It'll be six this November, and he listens to you guys all the time.
Okay.
And we've been having some complication in our marriage, and I know most of it is me. I know I'm the one that needs to work on a lot of issues, but I need to start learning how to talk things out without reacting towards them, because I know the problem is me. And we were just kind of, he told me to call you guys to kind of figure out what I can do, and as well as him, because there's certain things he does that kind of gets at me that we need to work on.
Okay, so what are some things that you've identified in yourself that are your contributions to the problem?
Well, I kind of push him away sometimes when you're not supposed to push the other person away, not really letting him in like I should.
Okay.
And with him, I mean, I'm not talking for him. I don't know what's his issue with the marriage, but I really think that I shouldn't be pushing my husband away from me, like sort of like at nighttime when we cuddle or, you know, when he wants anything, I push him away.
Okay. Well, let's start with you, Dave. What do you think? How could we help her?
Well, there's some fear involved in what you're doing, Catherine, because fear always pushes somebody away, or you try to get away from somebody, you flee. And I'm not sure what you're afraid of. I'm not sure you even know what you're afraid of, but there's a generalization of you're afraid of intimacy, you're afraid of too much closeness. But it's deeper than that. What is it you fear, and what is it that's happened to you in your growing up years that contributed to that fear of being close to somebody? Those are the questions.
I had a wonderful childhood, wonderful life growing up. It was my past relationship, the abuse, the lies, the cheating. So I kind of think that letting go of my past might be getting in my way.
Well, one of the things, I mean, if you can identify that quickly, then one of the things you ought to do is talk to your husband about it and say, this is what happens to me, and it has nothing to do with you except that you're the man in the relationship, and I've been hurt a lot by men, and I get scared. So one of the things that he can do is to slow down his approach to you and be sensitive to the fear that's there and to honor the fear, not to back away without being pushed away, but to not take personally being pushed away, and then say, tell me what you're afraid of, and ask, tell him to ask you and to talk to you about what you're afraid of.
Right. Well, he suggested maybe calling you guys, so maybe we could see if talking to somebody would help out.
Well, obviously, that always helps. I mean, get with a counselor that'll see you together and talk these things with a third person is ideal. That's the perfect situation.
Right. We don't want to lose our marriage.
No, and you've got a good thing going, so get into counseling, but then also spend some time just talking. Because that's what you're going to do in a counseling office with a helper that's going to be there to facilitate the conversation. But you guys talk to each other and in between sessions, so that you're practicing what what eliminates or diminishes the fear so that you can move against it. But you have to move against what you're afraid of, or else the fear gets bigger.
Mylon, a final comment here?
Well, Dave, I totally agree with you that fear is the thing that they need to talk about. And if your husband would do that to ask you what you're afraid of, that would be powerful. It would be a way of breaking through that. But when you push him away, it puts you in the power position so that you won't be pushed away. See, it makes you the one in the driver's seat. And sometimes when we get scared, the person who is frightened initiates the push away so that they don't have to face the rejection of another person pushing them away. And that's just it's like Dave just said, it's all fear-based, and that's what you need to talk about.
All right. Really glad you called. Of course, everybody, you know, our weekend for marriages, that's what we think is the best hope, the most healing, the most insight in the least amount of time, because we've seen so many marriages just do a 180. It's amazing. If you want information on that, it is this weekend. You could still get in, maybe. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We've got books. I'm going to send them the Mediterranean Love Plan. Because if they would just do all the ideas in there, they'd have a lot to talk about, and it would draw them back together.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh, and I want to remind you of several ways you can catch New Life Live if you miss us on the radio. All of our shows are archived at newlife.com, so you can listen at your convenience, and you can see what questions were asked on each program. New Life Live is also available as a podcast in the New Life Live app, so you can go listen online if you'd like. And you can stream us live at 10 a.m. Pacific time at newlife.com. Now, if you struggle with food, depression, anxiety, relationships, we all struggle with something. We believe everyone can benefit from a life recovery experience. If you want a life recovery meeting, we can help you with that. Maybe it's just a small group at home or at church, or maybe you just want to learn a little bit more before you jump into the group. We can help with that too. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask for Reba, and she can get you started. Steve, back to you.
All right. Thank you, Terry. Yep. Life recovery groups. I was just in a meeting this morning about a gentleman wanting to start a life recovery group. It's pretty easy. In the second edition of the Life Recovery Bible, the meeting format is there. It's all right there. Very exciting to see folks pick this up and start a whole new process of restoration and healing for somebody in the church. We are going to go right back to the calls, and let's go to Sheila from Suitland, Maryland. And she listens on WAVA. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. How about you guys?
We're okay.
And but all.
We would be better if we could help you, though.
I know, and I'm hoping you can.
All right.
I've called before, and I've been married for maybe 20 years now. My husband struggled with porn. And then 3 years ago, he has cancer, has his bladder removed, and some of his prostate. He's still watching porn, and we're still bickering about that. And I'm in recovery. I'm in on 9 milligrams of methadone, and I'm coming off the program. And I don't want this to be a disaster for me. So I'm wondering, since this has not been working all these years, is it okay? I know what you're going to say, but is it okay for me to leave?
What do you think we're going to say?
Start a new life.
What do you think we're going to say?
Not to leave, stay there, do this, do that. I know what you're going to say.
Okay. Well, makes me want to say the opposite, you know. I hate being predictable. But well, what if there was another option, you know, that things could get...
What could there be? Because I've tried to get him to go to meetings. When you over here in Washington, D.C., he tells me to go ahead. There's nothing wrong with him.
That's so sad. Yeah. So his willingness is zero, and
exactly, and
your relationship is zero as a result.
It's been that way for many years now.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this first: in your methadone treatment, are you doing any kind of recovery in addition to the methadone? Working the 12 steps or anything like that?
Okay. I go to meetings. I just came from a group.
You have a life recovery Bible?
Yes. I saw yours in the museum.
Well, good for you.
You were my family. I was like, oh, wow, I know those guys.
Well, we are your family, and I'll send you one. And if you already
have
one. Okay, well, you can give this one to him, and you can say, here's a path and here's a process. And it requires a little bit of willingness here. But let's go to Mylan first about what do we do here rather than just walk away when really nothing has been done to get better. And you've had your own addiction problem here. Now you're ready to start a whole new life. So, Mylan, what do you think?
Hey, but he said he is as well.
Yeah, I know. I heard that.
Years ago. Because
I hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
No. All right, Mylan, what do you think?
Well, Sheila, I remember your call from some time ago. But I think that when a person is treating a marriage in they're very disrespectful of the marriage with pornography, and it's very flagrant, and they're not showing any love to you. I don't know that when we use the word leave, that's a qualified word to me. I think sometimes we have to create a therapeutic separation to say, I'm leaving the house here. I'm not going to stay in this relationship until you decide to win me back. If you want me back, here's what I need you to do, and I need you to prove to me that you are going to create some change. I know you've had medical problems. I know you're not the man I married 19 years ago. Even with that surgery, the prostate and the bladder and all of that stuff, and even if he was unable to perform sexually, Sheila, for him to have a fidelity to you and a devotion to you and to forsake the pornography is what I'd be asking him to do, so that we could have a relationship where we could be friends, have fun, enjoy one another, laugh, and instead of being addicted to other things, we enjoy one another and we become each other's place of comfort. And I would suggest to you that would be an approach I would personally take. If it was me.
And I agree.
You may have to be willing to leave the house and go someplace else, as Mylan is saying, in order to get his attention. Because you don't have his attention. He just shines you on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hurtful part. That's as hurtful as anything else he's doing.
Yeah.
So we've said this many times. But often, when you're willing to walk away,
mm-hmm.
to the extent that he is served papers or he's out of the house, and he has to come to grips with the consequences of that.
That's
two
right.
things. He's got his consequences. Mm-hmm. Secondly,
right.
he sees this woman is different now. She's mm-hmm. serious. I finally have to do something because she's not talking anymore. She's acting.
Right.
Now, see, that's what we want to see versus walk away. We want to see a little bit of separation consequence that has a purpose in mind. I'll send you that Life Recovery Bible.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at TV.NewLife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of TV.NewLife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Artemir here. I will remind you that our number, 1-800-229-3000, will be here for 2.5 hours. We really would love to join you. And joining us right now, Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, you were at the Everyman's Battle workshop this weekend. It must have been amazing. I've already heard a few things.
You know, it's. I always say it's the best thing we do just because I get the front row seat of seeing God do what he does in people's lives. It's just amazing. But, you know, this weekend, you know, most guys that go, they're Christian. And but every month we get somebody who's not, or we might get several who aren't. And it's not always the case that we convert these folks into Christianity. That's not our purpose of the workshop. Our purpose of the workshop is to help these guys with their sexual addiction issues. But in so doing, you know, what Jason and the counselors do is they model truth and grace. And they are just point blank. There's no shame here, and they no matter what these guys have done, they're not going to put them down. They're not going to tell them what horrible people they are. They're going to let them know that there is a hope for them mm-hmm. and a future for them. And so that's kind of climaxed on a Saturday night. Saturday night we do an exercise, and the exercise is based around. It's introduced really by the parable son, the prodigal of the parable, and in that story, guys come to realize and to learn that, yeah, God really can love them and really does love them. He'll receive me back. They feel like they've fallen out of favor so far that they can't get back, but we try to help them see that that's not the truth. That that God never stopped loving them, and so. That is combined with an exercise that helps them see what Jesus did for us on the cross, that their sins are forgiven, that they are covered by his blood. And if you mix it all up, and it's a powerful presentation of what Christ has done for us. every now and then we get criticized for not being maybe Christian enough or not using the right spiritual language. But this weekend was a great example of what the truth and grace and everything that we do does. Because three guys on Friday night, and they all happened to be in the same group, which was real interesting to me. They all came to receive and accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Mm. Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal.
It's huge.
And, you know, we have had past workshops where we take guys out on Sunday morning and baptize them in the pool at the hotel.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, but we didn't do that this weekend. But
you know, Larry, the prodigal, the one that went away, he squandered so much.
Yes,
and
he did.
I'll never forget a guy calling us here on the radio station saying after an EMB, he said, I squandered away so much time mm-hmm. that I missed with my family and my kids. Mm-hmm.
I just misspent time.
Yeah. And it's so evident, but it's so rewarding. And it's not just the guys that come to know Christ. It's the guys who just turn their lives over and realize there is another way and I'm going to work on it. But I want to come here, and I'm coming here to say that's why we seek your support. Because every workshop, every guy that comes there, a lot of them are scholarshiped, so we need scholarship money. But even those that weren't, we have to find money to subsidize those workshops because they're expensive. We don't charge on registration fees for the call center people that do what they do, for this radio time that we do what we do. And we just need your support. If you can help us, you can call us at 800-NEW-LIFE. You can go online to newlife.com. You could put a check in the mail, and that check would go to P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. So thank you for supporting us, everybody who does.
Larry, thanks for being there at those weekends, and then thanks for sharing with us what happens. You know, when Women of Faith came out of New Life, we developed Women of Faith, and the purpose was to encourage women. As just a major side note, mm-hmm. over 500,000 women made first-time decisions for Jesus. So everything that we do, and I stand up in the workshops I do, and I say, look, if you're not seeing and feeling the love of Christ, you shouldn't support us. You shouldn't believe that we're doing the work that we need to be doing.
Steve,
but people do feel that, and I hope and pray.
Yes, Steve, I had breakfast Sunday morning at a table with one of the guys that came to Christ there that night, and I said, did you grow up in church? Did you ever go to church? Well, tell me a little bit. He said, I went to church for many, many years as a young man, as a kid, but he said, I never really got it.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it this weekend. So, wow.
So great.
Yeah.
Help us if you can. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We will send you just a way of saying thanks. The seven choices you can make for healing to come into your life. Seven ways to choose healing. I wrote this. I hope you'll get it. It's our way of saying thank you and our thanks to Larry. All right, let's go to Chilo from West Covina, California. Hey, Chilo, how are you? Hi there. Chilo, West Covina.
Yes.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How can we help?
A question. I have, there's a couple at our church who have a tremendous amount of issues. They've been going through problems for about, well, actually a long time, but I've known them for the past 3 years, and they've been connected to the church for about 4 years. The reason they came to church originally was because my friend now had an affair on his wife. And so he started seeking a church and found our church. And 4 years later, they still have a lot of problems. There's some childhood trauma on her part. She was molested as a child, and she was abandoned by her father, I think, when she was about 3 years old. So I think that has a lot to do with it, on top of the fact that he had an affair on his wife 4 years ago. With that being said, it's to the point where none of the leaders in the church want to associate with them anymore, including my wife. It's like nobody wants to deal with them anymore. Not him. It's really her, because every time they're around as a couple, we have to walk on eggshells because we don't know when she's going to snap in, degrade him and put him down.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday he called me. He said, I'm not going to be able to make it to church. This is what happened. I was asleep at 2 o'clock in the morning. She asked me a question as far as what my dreams were for my future. So I told her, you know, I wanted my shop to succeed and, you know, and my business to grow. And
she exploded, and she degrades him really bad to the point, like, I asked my wife, come on, let's just try to go out with them and spend some time with them. But my wife or none of the other ladies want to be around her. Because
so what's the question for us?
I don't know how to deal with this. I set him up with counseling already for next Saturday. Mm-hmm. I was thinking I need to tell him he's got to set some very firm boundaries because you can't allow her to abuse you the way she does. But mm-hmm. I was just wondering if I can get some advice from you guys on how to handle the situation with him.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I would want you to be telling the church, we got to hang in here. We've got to not give up. Just because our answers, our process, whatever, hasn't produced the result we'd all like to see, this man needs us. And this woman needs us also.
Well, Sheila, one of the things I would consider doing as well is I would get your wife and a couple other wives together, two or three of them, and take his wife out to lunch and be honest with her. Be loving and clear, you know, the grace and truth kind of mixture in saying you don't have a chance because you react to things so much and you need to slow down and just kind of understand where he's coming from. But we have trouble being with you because it embarrasses us. And do it before the counseling session, if possible. You got nothing to lose. But I agree with Steve. The church has to stand by this couple because that's the only hope they have.
How do you pronounce your first name? Tell me how do you pronounce your first name?
Chilo,
are you there? We lost you.
I can hear you.
Okay, how do you say your first name?
It's pronounced Chilo.
Chilo, thank you so much. I agree with Steve and Dave. What's very important here is this concept of intervention. Churches don't know how to, and a lot of us as friends and groups and things, we don't know how to do interventions well. We actually have access here at New Life to interventionists that are professionals that really know how to construct an intervention that is meant to be, as Dave just said, filled with grace and truth. And mercy, but the church as a whole Matthew 18 is all about a ever increasing size of church intervention. This woman, Chilo, is a person who's been super hurt as a girl. She was abandoned. She's been molested. She is really wounded, and she's behaving like a wounded person. And the church doesn't know what to do with wounded people. So an intervention.
And Chilo, the other thing I would do is I would get both him and his wife to listen to our program on Wednesday when we talk about borderline personality disorder, because that sounds like she's got a lot of those tendencies in reacting. And
yeah, I have to believe that just when we think we ought to give up, that's where Jesus would say, why don't you dig in?
Yeah.
Dig in.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back. Okay, so a ministry of grace doesn't give up. And now there are times where you have to, as a church, and I'm on a church staff, you have to say to somebody, hey, that's not appropriate, or, you know, could you look at that, or whatever. But to give up on somebody, don't do that. Don't ever give up.
That's not the nature of a church.
No, no.
But what you could also do, Steve, I love your point here, bring in the people that are strong to compensate for what the group is not. Okay, so let's say you brought in a person who's a therapist who is a trauma specialist, and they specialize in trauma, or you know, they have extensive background in that arena, and they can help talk the intervention through and confront the individual. Because when it's done correctly, the person is offered help, and they're offered encouragement on a track of growth.
Right, that's right. And all right, let's go to a final caller here.
Go ahead, Dave. Helps. Rehearsing together what you're going to say helps.
Oh, it has to be planned and coordinated. But just pulling together with a trauma expert would be great. Steve, we got a last call. Is that right?
Marie, Alberta, Canada, listens on the internet. Hi, Marie. How are you? Welcome to New Life.
Hi. Good. I'm so pleased to speak with you again. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can we help today?
Well, I called you some time ago, and I was really struggling with the ups and downs of past trauma I've went through, and struggling with anxiety and depression here and there. And I took your suggestions up to go to a therapist, and I've been doing EDMR therapy with a great Christian counselor and working through my relationship with God and past memories.
Good.
But I just wanted your advice on something else now at this stage where
I'm
in.
What is it?
So I've just been abused in different ways, different times, and people I've trusted, pretty much abuse in every different way, off and on.
Sorry.
And I was quite surprised to experience that as an adult from people I trusted, because I kind of thought that would never happen again. So I've been working on boundaries and different things, but I work really hard to make my life constructive and work on me, but I'm struggling with trust and walls and recoil when I feel hurt from people, even my husband and close relationships. I just still feel that's something I'm really dealing with. Rejection.
Right before your call, Mylan was talking about dealing with a trauma specialist. And did you hear that? Have you ever dealt with a trauma specialist? Gotten any kind of help that way?
No, that was interesting to hear. No, I haven't.
Well, you did say you're going through some EMDR with a therapist. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's real positive.
I realized I had some PTSD symptoms.
Yes, yes. What were you going to say, Dave?
Well, that's somebody that understands trauma.
Yeah, they would. Hopefully,
they would.
So here, let me share two quick things, and then we'll hear from Steve and Dave. But we can oftentimes prematurely trust people. We give too much too fast to people. We're in too quickly. And so we like them, and so we're BFFs all of a sudden, and we think, you know, I'll throw my hat all the way into the ring. And it takes time before we should really fully trust people. We have to have a hierarchy of how much has this person earned my trust over time. Secondly is a realization, Marie, that all adult relationships hurt at some time or other. All. If I became your friend, I would hurt you. Steve wouldn't, but I would. And Dave,
I wouldn't.
Dave wouldn't either. But if I became your friend, you'd be disappointed.
I'm an avoider.
Well, we all disappoint each other. And so if
we're
you have
all untrustworthy.
That's right. Yeah. If you have this expectation, I'll never be hurt in adult relationships, then you're going to be disappointed. So really, what it's about to see if a person is safe or not is to determine how well they repair. How well do they repair when the difficulties occur?
That's the key, Maria, is to being able to repair damaged trust issues, and especially with your husband, and then with your closest friends. And a lot of people write people off because they let them down, and they miss the opportunity of repairing what happened and growing in their ability to trust.
That's right.
Choose the places that you want to make repairs, and that's a part of growth in the ability to trust.
That's right.
Yeah, and I do think that when we finally resolve the trauma that's there, that a really great thing can happen. Then it's so much more about you and what you can give to another person versus about reacting to that person. And that's where we want to see you. We want to see you not so reactive that you can't give, because you're always needing, wanting, questioning, and guarding. And so when it's true treatment for trauma, you end up, you're not reacting, you're responding to what other people need. You're looking at them, you're seeing them, and you become an equal partner
with realistic expectations.
Right. All right, so I'm going to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back. I think that's going to be great for you. I wish we had more time. I wish you could get to the workshop, because a lot of people go to the workshop, they've had trauma issues, and they come and they find that there's a tremendous amount of hope and healing, acceptance there, and insight that they never would have had in any other way. So, you know, maybe we could get you to the Take Your Life Back workshop also. We do have some amazing things coming up that could change your life forever, but we can't do them without your support. And if you're one of those folks that you've thought about giving for absolutely a long time, years, you've questioned, should I, could I, we really need you to help us here. Mm-hmm. And everything that we do is all about transformation, trying to take a person from wherever they are and take them to the very next level, and hoping and praying that God will then take that life, transform it, and then they will be a blessing to many, many lives to come. If you can be part of that, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'll send you this little book, Seven Choices for Healing. Seven things that you can do. Rather than wait for God to do what God just might be waiting for you to do, you can make these choices, and they're healing choices. I hope and pray that something we've said has been meaningful to you. It's applied to your situation. But nothing that we say is going to ever make a difference without this one key ingredient in life: willingness. Humble willingness to do whatever it takes. Humble willingness to start to see when all you see is another person's problems, when you can start to see your own defects and accept responsibility for that. That's when transformation begins. I'm really looking forward to this weekend. We've got a lot of couples coming. I think about 100 couples are going to be there, and it's going to be a great time. Now, I don't know what it is you're struggling with, but we can help you with it. First of all, you have to call us and ask us what it is. Might not be a weekend, could be a book, could be a resource of some kind, counselor in your area. But you have to call us, and I know that's tough, but 800-NEW-LIFE, 800-NEW-LIFE, has helped thousands, millions of people to get the help that they need. That's what we're there for. So I hope and pray that the Holy Spirit touches you in some way and increases your humble willingness to do whatever it takes. That is really the beginning of a whole new life. Thanks for watching, listening. Thanks for being here with us. Pray for us. Support us if you can. That number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And to join us on the next program, 800-229-3000. Come join us for New Life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.